Welcome back to my real estate podcast with David Liberatore. I'm your host, and today we're diving into something that a lot of luxury sellers in Sarasota are curious about, but maybe don't fully understand. Private listings, off-market sales, and how global networks like Sotheby's can actually help you sell without blasting your property all over the internet.
Hey, great to be here. Yeah, this is such an important topic because a lot of luxury sellers think they have to choose between maximum exposure and discretion. But the reality is way more nuanced than that. The truth is, going private doesn't mean you're limiting your buyer pool. It just means you're being strategic about who sees it and how.
Okay, so let me ask you this. When does it actually make sense for a seller to go the private listing route instead of just listing traditionally? Like, what's the real advantage there?
Great question. So there are a few scenarios where private listings really shine. First, if you're a high-profile individual, or you just value privacy. Maybe you don't want neighbors knowing you're selling, or you want to avoid attention for personal reasons. Second, if your property is unique or has some specific characteristics that appeal to a very targeted buyer, you don't need thousands of eyeballs on it. You need the right eyeballs. And third, if you're in a competitive market where overexposure can actually hurt your negotiating position. When a property sits on the market for months, it sends a signal that something's wrong, even if there isn't.
Oh, wow. I never thought about that last point, that overexposure can actually work against you. So you're saying it's almost like a scarcity play? Like the fact that it's private makes it more desirable?
Exactly. And here's where a network like Sotheby's International Realty really changes the game. These global luxury networks have buyer databases that are absolutely massive. We're talking about qualified, serious buyers who are actively looking for premium properties. So when you list privately through a platform like that, you're not losing exposure. You're actually getting access to a curated global network of people who have the means and the intention to buy. It's the opposite of spray and pray.
So you're essentially trading the broad public MLS exposure for access to this exclusive pre-qualified buyer network. That's actually really smart. How does that process work though? Like, what does it look like when you list something privately through Sotheby's?
So the mechanics are pretty straightforward. Your agent markets the property through the Sotheby's network. That includes their international offices, their luxury buyer lists, and their private marketing channels. You get professional photography, strategic positioning, and your property gets exposure to serious buyers who are actively searching for exactly what you're selling. But here's the key. It stays off the public MLS. It doesn't get syndicated to Zillow, Redfin, or all those other sites. You control who knows about it.
Right. And I imagine that's especially valuable in Sarasota because we've got such a strong luxury market. We're talking about people who are relocating from all over the world, right? Like, how does that global network actually help a Sarasota seller specifically?
Absolutely. Sarasota attracts luxury buyers from everywhere. New York, California, international buyers looking for that Gulf Coast lifestyle. Sotheby's has offices in major markets globally, and they share listings internally. So your Sarasota waterfront property or your estate home isn't just being shown to local buyers. It's being marketed to their buyer network in London, Dubai, Miami, Los Angeles. You're tapping into serious wealth that might not even be searching the local Sarasota market.
That's fascinating. So it's not just about keeping it quiet locally. It's about reaching the right buyer wherever they are in the world. Now, I'm curious about the practical side. Like, when you're marketing something privately, how do you actually attract those qualified buyers without, you know, putting it out there?
Great question. So the marketing is still very active. It's just targeted. You've got professional marketing materials, videos, drone footage, all that stuff. But instead of posting it on every platform, you're sharing it directly with agents in the network, reaching out to past buyers who fit the profile, and leveraging the Sotheby's brand reputation. People know that if it's on Sotheby's, it's vetted and it's legitimate. That brand carries weight, especially in the luxury space.
I love that. So it's actually about quality over quantity when it comes to who sees it. And you know, this connects to something we've talked about before on the show. Like, when we look at what really determines a Sarasota home's value, it's not just about exposure. It's about the right buyer seeing it at the right time. This seems like the ultimate version of that strategy.
Exactly right. And here's the thing. If you're a luxury seller in Sarasota, you need to think about your specific situation. Are you selling because you need to move quickly? Traditional listing might be better. Are you selling a truly unique property and you want to control the narrative? Private listing through a global network is your answer. There's no one-size-fits-all approach, but understanding these options is crucial.
So, my last question for you, what should a seller actually ask their agent about before deciding to go private versus traditional? Like, what are the right questions to ask?
Ask about their buyer database and their network. Ask how they'll market the property if it's private. Ask about timeline. How long are you willing to wait for the right buyer? And ask about comparables and pricing strategy. Because private doesn't mean you can overprice it. You still need to be realistic about value. Also, understand the difference between truly off-market and pocket listings. Some agents will tell you it's private, but they're still shopping it to other agents, which isn't really private. You want clarity on
those are really smart questions to ask. David, this has been super helpful. I think a lot of luxury sellers in Sarasota are going to appreciate understanding when and how to use these private listing strategies. Thanks so much for breaking this down.
My pleasure. This is such an important piece of the luxury market that doesn't get enough attention. If you're selling in Sarasota and you want to explore private options, definitely have that conversation with your agent. It could be exactly what your situation needs.